This is KCUR 89.3. As it gets harder and harder to balance the Kansas budget, KCUR has been looking at some of the unintended consequences of the 2012 tax cuts. As KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, Kansas farmers now pay no income tax, and that includes money they get from the federal government.
Farming in Kansas is huge. It's a $62 billion a year industry that accounts for 43% of the economy and touches every part of the state.
And then this is pasture where the cows are calving, but if you've seen cows before, we don't have to go roaming around back in there.
That's Don Teske, who's driving me around on an ATV showing off his farm. His family has been farming in Pottawatomie County for a really long time.
So we've been here on the farm since 1868. Grant signed the homestead papers.
Grant, you mean?
President Grant. Yeah.
And in the 148 years Teske's family has been in Kansas, they've seen some fabulous years and some awful years. In those good years, they would pay state income tax. But as part of the 2012 income tax cuts, the legislature exempted all farm income. Turns out, that also exempted the $1 billion a year in federal farm subsidies about 40,000 Kansas farmers get from the Department of Agriculture. That's free money from Washington. This exemption doesn't sit well with Teske, who is also president of the progressive-leaning Kansas Farmers Union.
Kansas Farmers Union's policy supports a progressive tax. We feel if you're making the money, you should pay the taxes.
The more conservative Kansas Farm Bureau doesn't have a specific policy on the farm tax exemption, but says it supports an equitable tax system. Now, there are few things in government more complicated than USDA farm subsidies. There are programs for conservation, insurance, and crop prices. But suffice it to say that almost all subsidies are taxable income, except in Kansas.
This is just another piece of evidence that this tax loophole is absolutely ridiculous and not justifiable in the real world.
Representative Jim Ward is a Democrat from Wichita and one of the loudest critics of Governor Brownback. This tax break wasn't even part of the original package. Ward says the farm income exemption got tacked on in the waning hours of the 2012 session as Republican leaders scrambled to get enough votes to pass the tax cuts.
If you remember the chaos of passing that tax plan and what was going on, a lot of the worst of politics happened, and that probably was what one or two senators needed to move their vote.
This is the centerpiece of the conservative tax cuts in Kansas. Tax cuts, Brownback has argued, has led to an explosion of new businesses. The theory, of course, is the same behind the income tax exemption for LLCs, S-corps, and sole proprietorships. People would use that money to hire more employees.
Most farmers have whatever labor they need, and unless they took on more acres, they certainly, I doubt that they would have hired new employees.
Art Barnaby is an ag economist at Kansas State University. He says the only way this farm tax exemption could generate jobs is if the farmer used the savings to buy a combine or a tractor. And there's no guarantee that that farm equipment that they purchased would have been manufactured in Kansas.
That's correct. If they bought John Deere, it wasn't manufactured in Kansas. If they bought Gleaner, it was.
Back on Don Teske's farm in Pottawatomie County, before the income tax cut, Kansas farmers already got a lot of tax breaks. They pay no sales tax on equipment, no tax on diesel fuel, and their property is taxed at a lower rate. All fair, Teske says, because farming is so volatile. But this income tax exemption, he says, just doesn't sit well.
It goes back to profitability. If a person is making a profit in whatever they're doing, they ought to pay their share of the taxes.
Ending this tax break would take money out of Teske's and other farmers' pockets. But he says, as a Kansan whose family's been on this land for generations, he's happy to help pay for schools, roads, and health care. Sam Zeff, KCUR 89.3.